Dump Podcast. Good morning and welcome to the Down to Dunk Podcast. Let's talk about b-ball, boys.
Let's do it. Hey, one time we did a season preview podcast for the Thunder, and Taylor had a lot of questions about other teams. Now this time, we'll do that.
No, but this time he's only going to talk about the Thunder.
No, this time he only has Thunder.
I only have Thunder bold predictions.
I want you to start. We're just going to do bold predictions, and then we're going to go through our 8 playoff teams for each conference, and then we're going to play a game. That's what we're doing today. Taylor?
Should be pretty simple.
Simple.
It's J-Luke, Taylor, Andrew, the whole crew is here, live podcast, 6:25 in the morning.
Yeah.
We are less than a week away from the beginning of the NBA basketball season, 2014-2015. Let's do this.
Been up since 4:30.
No way.
Go ahead.
He's got a kid.
Here's my bold prediction. This is brand new. Y'all have never heard this
like,
before.
Like, literally, you're making
Neither
it up
Neither Jabari
right now.
Parker nor Andrew Wiggins will win Rookie of the Year this year.
Elfrid Payton.
I would love to make, like, a real bet with you right now about this.
Okay.
Do it. We're betting sandwiches and
Jabari
Bevies.
Jabari Parker's going to win Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you want?
$5.
Hold on. So listen.
A back
in
massage.
Our mule evening...
Ooh,
hold on.
Warm oil.
In our mule evening, I've got an adult bevy with Luke and a sandwich with Andrew.
Mm.
And so if you want
to
make this bet, you can make an
that?
Adult but bevy with Andrew.
Because I was going to say, what if Andrew's just eventually going to be buying us all dinner? It's going to feel really bad.
Well, I won't allow a lot.
Okay.
I mean, he's got two children.
I know. That's why it would be bad.
That's okay. It's just the way it is.
He's going to win.
Is it
what
is
he
what
really
it is.
Thinks.
Okay.
And then he's going to have two
adult
sandwiches.
Beverly.
Yeah.
But no,
yes.
He's just doing the other
Fine.
Part of it.
Who do you think's going to win, though?
Elfrid Payton.
Elfrid Payton.
I really do.
Okay.
I think so. I don't have much behind it. Just got a feeling.
Hey, okay. Quick.
I just feel like he's like.
He's the fancy pick, right?
Years away, though.
No.
You know who's doing pretty well so far?
Who?
Elfrid Payton.
Dante Exum.
No, he's been bad.
I don't know. I just thought he was doing okay.
He's going to be non-existent for a couple of years, too.
Hey, buddy, listen. He's been bad.
Pretty bad.
Hey, you know who hasn't been super awesome? Marcus Smart.
No, he hasn't been that. He's had a game or two that's good.
He impacts the game in so many ways that you don't see in the box.
Like
though.
Cheering.
Like towel waving.
Like he makes out with a lot of girls.
No, he's a really...
I'm just kidding. I haven't watched
really
any...
Really physical defender.
I watched... like a quarter of the one televised preseason game for the Thunder, and I was like, oh, this is why I don't watch preseason.
Preseason's not real.
No, and it's so bad.
So Elfrid Payton is your pick.
Sure.
Hey, quick.
Do you want the field or do you want Elfrid Payton?
I want the field.
Okay.
Hey, you know who I'll take? If we're going to make bold predictions about the Rookie of the Year? Nerlens Noel.
That's actually a really good one.
That's a pretty good pick. It's all stats-based. It does not matter what team
that's not
they're
true.
On. Rookie of the Year? Completely true.
But there's a lot of it that, like, it depends on, like, how known you are, right? Like, instead of it being the stats, like, Michael Carter Williams, he had decent stats, but it was also the fact that he's the only rookie that was doing anything.
Well, and they...
You know, in the sense that, like, other rookies had good stats, and they were on more meaningful teams, but, like, he was the one that got popular, is what ends up happening. It's kind of like the Defensive Player of the Year, where it's like a writer writes about Marc Gasol, and all of a sudden you're like, Marc Gasol's the Defensive Player of the Year.
Nerlens is very talked about, I feel like, though.
He has a chance. I literally am not listening at all to the NBA, is what I'm realizing.
He could win it. Tell me this. If the Sixers, like, just ended their franchise, and then they said... You guys can go try out for the Thunder. Who would make the team?
I think Nerlens.
Nerlens.
That's it.
Joel Embiid.
Embiid couldn't try out.
He couldn't
next.
Try.
Oh, you mean like legit? Like, hey,
like,
this
we're
is high
trying
school
out.
Trying
like
out.
We're actually in the gym playing real basketball.
That's the only person.
Yeah, that's probably it.
There's no one else.
You don't think that's Michael Carter Williams could make the team?
I don't really like.
You don't
him
think
that
he
much.
Could?
He could be Sebastian.
He'd probably
yeah,
make it. He'll
beat out
it.
Sebastian Telfair, maybe.
Yeah.
I did see Sebastian.
We'd want to develop him.
Henry Sims? Casper Ware?
You mean Hanky Simmy?
I was talking about Simbular last night.
Who's
the biggest guy in the
NBA?
Yeah. Anyways.
Is he really? Who is
he? Yeah, he's 7'5".
Yeah, he's like just massive. Like
from Iran?
Like pituitary gland problem.
What, yeah, like not going to make it past 30 problem. Yeah.
Guys, I got a bold prediction.
Okay.
The Lakers are going to do so bad that Kobe is going to hurt
one of his teammates.
Like, physically hurt
them? He's already done it than Swaggy P.
Even more than Swaggy P. And Steve Nash is out for the year.
I know. Somebody clarify what he did to Swaggy P.
Well, it's like, it was, it was a basketball thing, but he was trying to steal the ball from him and inadvertently, like, broke his hand.
So the other night, the Lakers were playing the Suns, and Kobe came down and hit a shot with, like, 5 seconds left to put him up by two. Mm-hmm. And Nick Young tweeted, he was like, Kobe, and, like, tweeted and all this stuff. And then Isaiah Thomas comes down and hits a buzzer or a winning shot or whatever.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
I have a bold prediction in conjunction with that. Byron Scott's getting fired this year.
Yes.
Ooh.
God, he's insane.
Not so bold prediction. Pacers go from first to lottery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so bold.
Not so bold because right now they're thinking, oh, Rodney Stuckey's going to be on our team. And later they're going to say,
maybe our best player.
Later they're going to say, Rodney Stuckey's on our team. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. He's our best player.
Bold prediction. SVG is going to win Coach of the Year.
Ooh, you're all in on the Pistons. Are they one of your league pass teams?
No.
So they make the playoffs.
Why not? They should be.
I don't know.
So they make the playoffs.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're going to make the playoffs. I think they'll probably get, not even just 8 seed, I bet they'll get like the 6 seed. You know, like a pretty respectable seed.
Hey, I'm
and their point guard is?
Brandon Jennings. Hate it. Okay. I hate it.
It's his comeback year.
I hate it, but I trust.
He averaged the most assists of his career last year. What's he coming back to?
What do you mean?
Brandon Jennings.
What do you mean, what's he coming back to?
Jay called a comeback year for Brandon Jennings.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Oh, he's going to shoot 40% overall, and it's going to be terrible.
Yeah. Okay.
Bold prediction. I've already made this one, and I'm reiterating, and I'm not backing down, especially after Andrew put me out there for the whole world to bash. New Orleans will finish with a better record than the Houston Rockets.
Okay. Ooh.
I'm sticking with it.
Bold predickies. Yeah, yeah.
Luke, I want a bold prediction from you about Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose is not a basketball player. That's been your bold prediction of the past.
You don't want it. Derrick Rose gets hurt like in the first 2 months again.
Out for the season.
Any guess on what the injury is?
A knee?
Being a big weenie. I bet it's something like, it has to be his knees. His knee, one knee will just explode or just run away. Like, I'm done.
Bold prediction. Neither Kevin Durant nor LeBron James will win the MVP.
Ooh, okay. Mm. Do you have an idea?
I don't know. Give me a minute.
I bet.
Okay, so you're just taking
I'll give you somebody. Chris Paul.
Yeah. Mm. Or Blake Griffin.
The problem is that they're going to split votes.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Well, that's what my thought is with, not that anybody split votes, but I feel like LeBron.
Bold prediction.
I think they'll have the best record in the NBA possible.
Bold prediction, LeBron will get it.
I don't know, man. I just feel like he's going to not have the stats he's had, but he's going to have an efficiency rating that's going to be just like.
It's going to be crazy. They're going to win a lot of games. Everyone's going to. Hey, it's more.
This is called bold prediction, not rain on my parade day, Luke.
No, Sorry. Stay strong, Jay.
God. It's a narrative driven award. So whoever is having the best season and also the person that everyone likes a lot.
It's going to be LeBron.
Man, he's going to, everyone loves LeBron right now. LeBron's when he went back. He's going to win it.
Okay, guys.
Sorry, Jay.
No, but
bold prediction.
If you win, that's a great bold prediction.
Rajon Rondo will be traded to the Sacramento Kings.
To the Kings.
For Ben McLemore. Jason Thompson, okay. Derek Williams.
I mean, that's a very really detailed, bold prediction.
Hey, let me ask you this. He goes to the Kings. Any chance of playoffs?
No.
I agree.
None chances.
Dude, the West is stacked.
It's so good. It's too difficult, but their owner, Vivek, thinks that they're good. Like, right now, he thinks they're good.
Yeah.
They do a boogie.
Yeah. And?
Darren Collison.
Rufus Gay.
Rufus.
Bold prediction. DeMarcus Cousins makes the All-Star team.
Ooh. I would love that. I would love it.
I'm literally just making things up right now.
No, I think that.
Bold prediction. Luke will levitate out of here when he leaves.
I think Cousins could make it. I just under the new rules, though, because it's just smalls and bigs now. And there's just so many.
Power forwards.
There's so many big guys. Like LaMarcus, do you think Serge Ibaka will make the All-Star team?
No. That's weird. Bold prediction. Serge Ibaka won't make the All-Star team, but will be the Defensive Player of the Year.
I think he can make the All-Star team.
Bold prediction, Kobe Bryant will, this is probably not a bold prediction, will start on the All-Star team
in for the show.
Without a doubt.
And I will be so mad about it.
That means, that means he'll be healthy.
Will Kobe ever ask for a trade? Winning matters so much to
him. Yeah, but he has.
But you can't. Who can take that?
He has so much money.
Like, Knicks.
That, it can. I mean, that has never been a reason for a guy not to be traded. Shaq was traded several times when he was making $20 million and he wasn't that good.
Yeah.
I mean, it can happen. If, like, they can find contracts to, you know, gather up and trade him. I just don't know what team would trade for him. The Knicks?
The Knicks could actually do it this year. Like, if the Lakers are just like, Kobe's pissed, and let's give him Bargnani.
It would have to be like Kobe's like pushing
Amari.
His way out.
And also, I think the Lakers would, Kobe's like, is there a chance that the trade Lakers would be like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go. Because that's what, did you read that Kobe article that Henry Abbott wrote?
Yeah, he's destroying the Lakers article.
Yeah. But he's talking about how Kobe is destroying the Lakers.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, I really like
Henry Abbott's not destroying the Lakers.
No, yes.
It should be Jim Buss is destroying the Lakers.
Is that yes. Your sign, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, no, there's, everyone thinks like, oh, the Lakers are just going to get good again. Like what tells us that? Like, they don't have the same leadership.
Mm-hmm. And they don't it's just a different world of basketball. Like, the Cavaliers are the destination team.
Yeah.
Right?
Cleveland.
I remember when Shaq, I mean, you wanted to go to L.A. That's what you did. Like, they could attract any free agent they wanted whenever they wanted to.
Yeah.
And it's not the same anymore.
Post-Shaq, I mean, like, you think about it, like, they almost dealt Kobe. Like, that, the trade to Chicago almost happened.
Yeah.
And then they miraculously somehow do this trade that's not even a real trade and get Pau Gasol. Like, that changes everything.
Jerry West felt bad for the Lakers. Now, it ended up working out a little bit for the Grizzlies as well, but they wouldn't have won those championships
I don't think that was Jerry West. I think it was somebody.
Jerry West was for the Grizzlies.
He wasn't the GM then.
I'm on it.
Fact check it.
So here's a question. So just on the sake of asking maybe about a bowl prediction, where would you put the Lakers as far as the worst teams in the West? Because a bold prediction would be they're the worst team in the West.
Bottom three.
Would you pick them above the Jazz?
Yes.
What about who else is out there? The Kings?
Kings, yes.
The Timberwolves?
No.
Do any of those teams have a worse looking future than the Lakers?
I think the Kings do better than the Lakers.
Have a worse looking future.
In the sense that if you were ranking their futures, would you rank I'd rank the Timberwolves above them. Maybe the Jazz.
Oh, and I'd rank Jazz. Both above them because and they the have Kings. Young players.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rank all of them because, I mean, I guess it just really depends on how good Julius Randle is.
And how much they're actually going to play him. How much they're actually going to develop him and stuff.
They got to play Carl.
Like, it's going to be terrible because you're going to be trying to win.
They don't have to.
They're trying to win games, so they're going to play Boozer and Jordan Hill and Ed Davis, and then Julius Randle.
Julius Randle beat out Ed Davis.
I hope so, but he's still not going to get more than 20 minutes a game. He should probably just start and play as much as possible.
Probably.
But he won't.
Here we go. In 2002, West became general manager of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, get pwned.
He explained his decision with a desire of exploring
he's got
something
pwned,
new.
Noob.
West's Memphis stint was not as spectacular as his Los Angeles stint.
Wait, when did his stint end?
But he turned a franchise, which was about to be sold, into a reliable playoff team, practically making no trades but getting the maximum from the players he had and signing Hubie Brown. West himself...
What? We get it. Why are you reading that?
I'm just looking it up, man.
Well, read it in your head. Next bold prediction.
Oh, all of a sudden, this is the content that we don't allow as part of the podcast.
You're reading the internet.
The Wikipedia page.
Nerd.
Bold prediction. This is a bounce back year for
you guys.
For the crazy people of the NBA. Larry Sanders, J.R. Smith, and Josh Smith will all have bounce back years.
Bounce back. Yeah, I agree with all of those.
They're all going to be good this year.
I think Knicks are going to be great. They're going to be one seed overall. That's not my bold prediction. That's just
bold
a
prediction.
Lie.
Knicks are going to have problems.
They're going to have problems.
Big problems.
You think bigger problems than last year problems?
You're saying not the playoffs.
Not the playoffs. Big problems.
No.
Yeah, they will.
They're going to struggle with the triangle.
Man, I don't know. I got a soft spot for the Knicks. Derrick Rose will go to the Knicks.
Yeah, no.
Jose Calderon will be really good for them.
Yeah.
Samuel D'Alembert, not so much.
Not so much. Stoudemire coming off the bench is pretty good. It's pretty nice for them.
I drafted him.
Is it?
You did? Yeah. He was not bad last year. When he has been a pretty good player coming off the bench.
At most 9 minutes per game.
If he was a free agent.
19 minutes
per game. If he was a free agent, would he still be playing in the NBA?
No.
Yes.
Amari?
Yes.
Okay.
Someone would sign him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. Bold prediction. No.
Here's my bold prediction. Amari Stoudemire will average 12-7 this year.
There's no way.
There's a bet right there.
I will bet you that he does not.
An adult Beverly?
You buy me a sandwich at the...
Okay. We all need sandwiches. Deal. Okay. Yeah.
If we figure out these bets enough, it'll be just like where we would really just be buying our own, but we're just buying,
buying each other.
But there's no way. 12-7.
12-7. Amari Stoudemire. Write
12
it down.
Points.
Who's starting at their power forward spot?
I don't even know. I don't care. Amari Stoudemire is playing 25 minutes per game. 12-7.
It's Quincy Acey.
Okay, then Amari Stoudemire is averaging 12-7.
Did you say
12-7?
I thought you said 20-7.
He said 12-7.
No, 12-7.
If Quincy Acey is beating out Amari Stoudemire for the starting spot.
No, he's not beating him out.
Why is how is he not?
Because they want Amari to come off the bench, man.
Why? For what reason?
Him and Melo don't work out well together.
That's not... No.
Totally true.
He just can't play 15 minutes of basketball
a
night.
Shut... Y'all leave Amari alone. That boy gon' ball.
You're wrong.
Bold prediction. Another bold trade prediction. The Indiana Pacers are going to be so terrible that they have to trade David West. And they're going to trade David West to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Kendrick Perkins.
Oh.
And Perry Jones III.
Okay.
And?
The end.
That's okay. It. So yeah. David West comes here. You start David West in Surge? Or you start Adams and then David West comes off the bench?
Bring David West off the bench.
Okay.
Him and Reggie run the show.
Okay.
Dadgum, they'd be good.
Pick and pop.
Is David West down for that?
I think he's old enough to
David
realize.
Wild West.
That's what they did after every shot he made here in Oklahoma City.
For the horns. This is all I remember. Speedy clock, Claxton.
Everybody okay?
Your dog said a weird noise.
That's what she does. Any other bold predictions from anybody? I feel like Andrew is the only one that actually had some prepared.
He had some great ones.
I have another one.
Anybody got any other? You have another trade one?
No.
I want to hear some trade ones. Go.
Jay's like snuggled up in a chair right now.
Andrew, tell us.
Well, my last bold prediction, Jeremy Lamb will average over 12 points per game.
Oh, my gosh, Andrew.
I'm not backing away from that one.
Too much pressure on this guy. He can't handle it.
I'm not backing away from that. Preseason, guys don't shoot well in the preseason.
Nobody does. It's a true thing.
So us expecting Jeremy Lamb to like shoot really well and be really awesome in the preseason is unrealistic.
I'm such a pessimist about Jeremy Lamb at this point.
So many people are, but we... We need to stop trying to learn things from the preseason. Like, that needs to stop being a thing.
Hey, did you know that Russell isn't any good either?
He's not good. Yeah.
There was a little jumping to some pretty big conclusions based on preseason from Thunder fans this year.
It's got to stop.
Like, literally, articles written that, like, preseason, the example why the Thunder need Durant sooner than later. It's like, well, first off, they need him to win the championship. Of course, he's the MVP of the league.
Yes.
They're going to be okay.
They're going to be just fine.
They'll be well over 500 by the time
the articles are going to keep coming because they're probably going to lose their first two games.
If they beat the Trailblazers, I'm just going to literally like post a big middle finger on our
I should.
Especially if Lamb has like 26 points on like 53% shooting. That's not going to happen.
I think Jeremy Lamb is going to be
but
just
maybe
fine
15
too.
Points. Hey, so here's something that's a bold, fun bold prediction for the Thunder. Anthony Morrow, gosh, man, I want to say maybe shoots 50% from the 3-point line.
Whoa.
50%?
Dude, he's so close.
He's so good.
I mean, he could. Definitely someone who could.
See, and this is where I've got to be careful because I don't take bad things from the preseason, but then I'm like, man, Anthony Morrow, he was stone cold.
He's good.
From the field, from the Thunder.
I think you can see like what things players are good at in the preseason. I mean, you can tell like what a player is talented at in a preseason.
It's just like the difference, like the players know these games don't matter. Yeah. Why do I need to try so hard whenever this all this energy goes to nothing?
Yeah.
For no
like if you were told by your boss, like, hey, you need to go do this, but it doesn't matter how well you do it or even if you do it at all.
That's a great point.
You know?
That's a great point.
And
so it really matters. Like, we're going to evaluate you if you don't, like, if you're brand new or you aren't really made for the team.
Yes.
You know, like, if one of the guys, the training camp invites came out and went nuts.
Yeah. I mean, we figured out that none of those guys are going to make the team.
Oh, my Lord. None of them at all.
Yeah. That they're going to have an open roster spot and they're going to wait for the next
Grant Jarrett, man.
Caron Butler. Grant Jarrett's already on the team.
Oh, is he part of that roster?
He got a contract.
Speaking of guys who didn't play a lick in preseason.
Yeah, hurt?
Yeah.
Oh.
He hurt his little wiener. Y'all ready for prediction time?
Yeah, let's go through the...
The second time you said wiener in the last 20 minutes.
Grant Jarrett, out for 2 weeks. Hurt his little wiener.
But yeah. Strained little wiener. Okay, let's do the Eastern Conference. Let's do the Eastern Conference.
How do you want to do it? 8-1 or 1-8?
One to eight. Let's start with one. I feel like the tops of the conference are like it's pretty.
Number one, Cavs.
Simple. Number one, Chicago.
Cavs, Chicago, Cavs.
Cavs. Ooh.
I don't even think that Derrick Rose has to be that good for the Chicago Bulls to get the number one seed because they're so much different than they were last year as far as being able to score the ball.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I think Chicago's going to be... I think it really is a toss-up between the two.
Yeah.
I really do think so.
I mean, like, Pau and Mirotić, like, both those guys can really score.
Pass. They're both good passers.
Dougie McBuckets. I think Jimmy Butler's going to have a bounce back here.
But oh, yeah. Derrick Rose, I mean, the point guard play is really important.
Dude, Aaron
Very
Brooks.
Important.
Aaron Brooks.
Derrick Rose goes out. I'm not trusting Aaron Brooks at all.
Yeah, they'll go get DJ again.
Every time that he goes down, there is a guy that you're just like, oh my gosh, I don't trust that guy. Nate Robinson. Oh my gosh, I don't trust that
guy.
He was great.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, I don't trust DJ. They got DJ Augustine. Why did they do that? Oh, he's awesome. Can Aaron Brooks not do what they did?
Yeah, but they're not.
That's exactly
not
why they got
seed.
Him, too.
That's not a one seed thing,
right,
though.
Right. That's what. Like, they didn't make the Bulls better,
they just sustained them.
Yeah.
I just think that they're better with not only that position, but all
every
the other guys
every other position's
they have.
Better. Yeah, Pau Gasol versus Carlos Boozer is a pretty good trade-off there.
Yeah. And yeah. I think Derrick Rose will play.
I think he will, too.
Luke?
I don't know if he will.
two seed, I have the Cavs.
I have the Bulls. Two seed.
Bulls.
Three seed.
God, this is where it's hard.
This is where it's
really hard.
Toronto Raptors. Three seed.
I'm going with Zards.
Do you think Zards are falling off?
I'm taking Raptors.
I go Zards.
Ooh. Do we need to make a consensus? Or do we need to have an argument about it?
Yeah, I just don't think the Zards are going to be...
You still have them top five seeds or top four seeds in the East or no?
Five seed, not four.
You have the five?
Okay.
So that means your four seeds are the Hornets?
Yeah.
Who's yours?
I think that... I'd probably if I don't have the Raptors at the three seed, I'm having the Raptors at the four seed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting the Hornets at the five.
Okay,
but I could easily. I mean, you could persuade me pretty quickly to put the Raptors at the three seed. I like the Raptors a lot.
Yeah. I like Kyle Lowry a lot.
DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah. They're all great, man.
Valanciunas is going to have, I think, a pretty good year.
And now they have Lou Williams. They have like a bench this year.
If he's healthy, he was hurt all year last year, wasn't he?
But when he came back, he was pretty. I mean, he's been healthy for a while.
We also have Terrence West.
Grievous Vasquez is really good for them. I don't know who Terrence West is.
Terrence Ross, yeah.
Yeah, Terrence Ross. Let me bring up another team. This is my
Grievous.
Fourth seed.
Grievous,
yeah.
I've always liked Grievous for some reason. I don't know why.
He's good. The Atlanta Hawks are my four seed. I think they were really good. They were good last year.
Yeah.
They were really good when Horford was there.
Bold prediction, Al Horford Horford's tears back. His pack again.
No. Nope. Yeah. Horford staying healthy. Atlanta Hawks are my four seed.
Bold prediction, Al Horford blows out his bicep.
Did too many curls just, for the girls.
He just explodes.
All six abs explode.
Hey, so...
He has the weirdest injuries.
So you got Toronto at three.
Yeah.
Hawks at four.
Yeah.
Zards at five?
No. Hornets at five.
You are the hipster of our group.
Why?
Hipster picks,
you were
man.
A Zards guy.
How are these hipster picks?
The Hawks are the most hipster NBA team this year.
Oh, my God. I don't even think of them as... They're not a cool team.
We're talking they about are. The, it's,
no, the Hornets exactly are the cool right. team.
They're not a cool team.
That's why like, you like
everyone,
them.
Okay,
you
I didn't
the guy
mean
who
it
likes
like
them
that.
Before everybody else.
No, Bryce already thinks they're going to sneak up and do damage.
I know, they're going to sneak up and do damage.
Oh, you like them before
I
they're cool.
I just think this is going
to
be...
pectoral muscles.
They're not going to sneak up. This is like, we showed you guys this last year. We listened to records.
We showed you guys.
We listened to records in the gym.
With our below 500 records.
We were 38 and 44.
We wear skinny
last year.
We wear skinny shorts.
All right. So between 3, 4, 5, we have not. So I, Luke, what did you say for 3? You said Zards. We both said Zards. So who'd you say for 4?
Raptors.
Raptors.
Yeah.
Raptors and Zards would be 3 and 4 to me.
Yeah.
I like the Hornets too, though.
I think the Hornets will be the 4th seed. I think their defense is really good. I think adding Lance Stevenson really helps them because it adds another ball handler that can score. I think Marvin Williams will fill in just fine at the 4 for them.
Mm-hmm.
They have some decent... Who was it that was talking about... Yeah, it was Bill Simmons talking about possibility of them putting a package together to get West. Gerald Henderson and either one of the Zeller boys or...
Yeah,
they said maybe Noah Vonleh or whatever, but I don't think they'd make the move.
They're
for
not.
Him
I don't
yet.
Think they're
I
trading
don't know if they
Zeller
do that.
Or Vonleh.
Yeah, they're trying yeah. to. Get, yeah, I'm with you on that. But
and Gerald Henderson is good. I mean,
yeah,
I think
saying,
he's
like,
good.
If you could go and get David West to play next yeah. to Al Jefferson, like all of a sudden you go from a 4 seed to holy crap, they may be competing for the top 2.
Yeah,
at that point.
They like to spread the floor, though, too, with that 4.
I think the Hornets also face the reality that they're the Hornets, and so everybody has this, like, they can't be that good. That's the feeling that everybody has. Like, doesn't matter who they are, they're the Hornets, and they'll never be that good. But the roster's not bad. Al Jefferson.
They should ride this roster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lance Stevenson. Kemba. I think Kemba's going to have a good year.
Yeah.
I don't know who else they have. Gerald Henderson.
Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
Supposedly, MKG has worked on a shot, and it's working.
Yeah.
Bismack.
Bismack. All right, so who is your 5 seed? That would put your 5 seed as the Zards?
Yeah, the Wizards.
Your 5 seed you said were the Hornets?
Mm-hmm.
So your 6 seed's the Zards?
Mm-hmm.
Saint Hornets.
Bold prediction. The Wizards are losing to the Hornets in the first round of the playoffs.
Ooh.
That'd be a great series.
Yeah. I'd love that. Dude, those big men on those teams will just go at it.
Yeah.
The Zards worked the Bulls last year. Their big men worked the Bulls big
they
men
did.
Last year.
They
the thing
really
that
did.
Always is a big question for me, and how, when has it been a season that Nene's been healthy as
all
much
season.
As he was last year? Yeah, like, even as much as he was last year.
That's a problem. That's a big problem.
And Gortat doesn't do anything to make me super jacked about him. Like, he's good, but he's not like... Al Jefferson will work him.
Dude, Gortat is such a good... He's such a better defender.
He is. Wade. That's what I'm saying. He's
Al
good.
Jefferson is better.
Yeah, he's good, but he's not like...
He's everything we want Perkins to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Gortat was on the Thunder, you would just love him.
I don't think you understand how much I love Steven Adams right now. So
that's true. Okay.
No, that's true.
My 6th seed, the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, wow. I hate the Nets.
I do, too.
I think Lionel Hollins is going to do a really good job
is.
With
I
his
forgot
team.
He was there. Gosh, I like Lionel.
That makes all the difference. I mean, last year you had Jason Kidd, who's this rookie coach, who didn't really know what he was doing, and he's spilling drinks, and he's really weird, and then he's asking for all this power, and then they're like, please go away. Like, this guy has to stop.
Yeah. I think the Nets are, 6 seed. I don't know. I think this would be more, for me, it's a rebuilding year for the Nets. I think Pokeroff is going to sell them at some point this year, or he's looking to sell them this year.
Yeah.
You know, there's so that's just a turmoil.
No, wait, they're already gone.
Did they already sell?
I thought you already sold the Nets.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, so, I'm confused.
I think that Lionel Hollins, you know, and they, I don't know if they would trade Darren Williams. I bet if they got an offer, would they make him?
I don't
him
think
a,
they
you
can.
Know?
I don't know that
who's going to take an aging yeah.
and
broken
who are
goals.
They going to and what are they going to get that's better?
Yeah,
yeah,
nothing. I don't think.
So who's their roster? Darren Williams, Joe Johnson. Still, you have KG. You have the ghost of Brook Lopez,
Andre Kirilenko,
and Bogdanovich is starting.
Bogdanovich is starting at the three.
Okay,
Mason Plumlee is on that team. Jared really Jack good. Is on this team. Lots of vets.
Jared like, Jack's not a bad. I forgot
that's why I picked him up in fantasy because Darren Williams getting hurt.
Jared Jack's
going to
play a lot. That's
off.
A big assurance, you know. But look at Sean Livingston at
Yeah,
remade his career based yeah. on back in that.
Yeah,
I mean vets win games. I mean they just do. And I'm not. It's and not asking that, a lot to ask them to be the sixth seed. It's
gritty,
really not.
Gritty, no, coach Lionel Hollins. I mean, yeah. I think that's a big deal. I'll give you the sixth seed. I like it.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Thanks.
All right, who's your sixth seed?
I don't know. Miami Heat.
Mm. We haven't even talked about the Heat.
No, not at all.
That
we don't need to.
You know what?
They're my seventh seed.
I'm going to take the Heat as the sixth seed over the Nets. I think the Heat are better than the Nets.
I took them as seven. Nets aren't in my playoff picture
seven
yet.
Is Nets for me. Six for the Heat. So let's talk just real quickly about the Heat.
Okay.
What are your concerns with them?
Dwayne Wade is not going to play that much this year, and he's not that good anymore.
So he sat out how many games last year? 27? 25, yeah. 27?
And that was when he didn't have to do anything.
Now yeah, he's like actually has to play minutes and is required to do stuff. And play. I just don't know what's yeah. going to happen to him. And
yeah.
then if you lose Dwayne Wade...
Can Bosch carry this team like he could carry some of those Raptors teams?
Yeah, but he carried those Raptors teams eight to seed. Eight seeds, right?
Yeah.
That were
and those Raptors teams had a lot of good players. Like, we can't say that they
yeah,
did
but this team also has good role players.
Who? Besides?
Mario Chalmers, Norris Cole, Josh McRoberts. There's three right there, man.
Yeah, those are all like eighth guys on your team if you're a good team.
Yeah, but you'll get a lot out of them on this team.
I just don't know. They've never been in a position to do that, and they've never really delivered.
Luol Deng.
Luol Deng, also an injury concern.
Yeah.
He always has
weird
things.
Was he hurt last year?
He always has weird things happen to him. I don't know.
Yeah.
And who shoots threes on this team? Birdman shot a corner three.
He obviously missed it. Luol Deng shoots Mario Chalmers shoots. McRoberts is a good shooter.
They're all sub-40. All of them. Who shoots?
Sub-40 isn't bad, though.
Shannon, I know, but this team
Brown,
went from having...
Danny Granger?
Yeah. Oh, this team went from having all these guys that could shoot
right.
and having their offense...
To none.
But they're not going to play that same offense.
Chris Bosh
is
probably the best three-point shooter.
They're not even going to play that same offense.
Well,
we
that's even more concerning to me if they're having to revamp their offense. I just don't think this team can be that good.
But they're your seventh seed.
Seventh seed versus the Cavs.
Yeah, that's where I have
in Andrew's
too.
World, it's the Heat versus Cavs in the first round of the playoffs.
That's right. That's right.
That would be awesome.
And it would be a sweep city.
Sweep town. Welcome to Sweep Town. Population, Miami.
So the fun one for me, now I know that Taylor's going to go Pistons at eight.
At eight?
Or who'd you go seven?
Yeah. I have Heat at seven.
Okay, I thought you... Okay. But you have the Nets not at six.
No.
Who's your sixth seed?
Hornets. No, my six.
You have Bulls, Cavs, Zards at the five. No, Zards are six.
Raptors,
Hawks.
Raptors, Hawks,
oh,
Zards.
Oh, right. Raptors, Hawks, Hornets, Zards.
Okay.
Heat. Then Heat.
Zards. Okay.
Luke, you got a 17? What do you think about the Heat?
Celtics.
I put them at six.
Yeah, okay.
Seven seed.
You have the Nets.
Knicks.
You still haven't said the Hawks.
I'm going to put the Pelicans.
Pelicans are in the Western Conference.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Dang. Well,
how about that?
I'll put the Nets.
The Nets.
My eighth seed, I have the Hawks. They're going to try to sneak up and do damage to the Chicago
Bulls.
They're
going to sneak up and do so much damage.
They're going to sneak.
So, Knicks do not make the playoffs.
No.
I'll put Pistons at eight. Pistons at eight.
Okay.
I'll put the New York Knicks at eight.
Knicks and Nets out of my playoff picture.
I'll take the Knicks at eight.
Wow, really?
I like that.
That's bold.
I mean, the Hawks are going to get up there and get 38 wins. I don't know. I might put them at the 8 seed.
That's who I think they're going to be better than.
Hawks are better than that.
They'll make the 8 seed, I think. And then probably.
They'll at least be a 500 team.
At least 41-41.
Yeah, at least.
At least.
Yeah. Which is a playoff.
Maybe not anymore, man. That's a decent 8 squads together, I think.
We say that every year, and then like
I've never said that about
you. Said that last year, I promise you. I will roll back last year's podcast.
Roll it back.
Andrew remembers everything we say.
He remembers all. All right, let's talk Western Conference. Number one.
Wow, that was all that time was spent on the East?
Yeah, I know. Yep.
San Antonio.
Because there's so many good teams. Spurs. Just like last year.
Spurs number one.
Spurs.
Nope, I don't like it.
I'm taking Spurs number one.
Okay, I'll take it.
Number two seed.
The Clippers.
Clippies.
Oh.
Clip claps.
Ooh, Thunder. I'm not down them too much while Kevin Durant's out.
Okay.
I'm not down.
I do always have to remember that 20 games over the course of a season.
Chris Paul missed 20 games last year.
Yeah. And Blake Griffin went crazier than that. But I think that 20 games during the season is not as big a deal. Like in the Spurs, they don't start 18-2. Most of the time they're like, oh, we're 16-14 or through 30 or 40. I don't know math is what I just realized.
18-2 or 16-14.
They're 12-8 or something through the first, and then they just go on this run where all of a sudden they won 30 out of 32 or something You know, like. So I think the Thunder will have a chance to get up there. I think the Clippers are going to be good. I don't know. I'm not super jacked about the Spurs in the sense that like they're going to win 62 games this year, but I could definitely see them winning the one seed at 58, 57.
There may not be a 61 team because everyone's going to just beat up on each other.
Thunder, 66 wins.
Who's your 4 seed?
I know.
Who's your 3rd seed?
Thunder.
Oh, yeah. Clippers, mine. Okay, cool.
4 seed. Memphis.
Ooh. Somebody I talked to, who did I read that's really down on Memphis this year? Maybe Zach Lowe. Was it Zach Lowe?
No.
I don't know. I really like David Yeagerman.
Jaegermeister.
It's David Min Yeagerman.
I'm always hesitant with the Grizzlies just because they are old.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Quick, they got, like, they're...
Cupo's back. Good. Carter is there.
Yeah. And that's it. That's great.
Man, I'm taking the Warriors at 4.
I want to so bad. Steve Kerr makes me so nervous. Everyone's like, yo, yeah, Steve Kerr's an upgrade for Mark Jackson. How does anyone know this? Yeah, how does anyone know that?
I'm not a Mark Jackson guy, but nobody knows that for certain.
And everyone says he's doing the right thing. He's keeping the defense, and then he's changing the offense. And they do look faster in the preseason. I watched some games. They look like they're moving the ball more.
Working their sprints.
Another thing is that once we get into like this 4, 5, 6, 7, like it's so tight. Like any of these teams could be the 5th seed or the 8th seed.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be a matter of probably 3 or 4 games.
What was it? Suns were 2.5 games off from the 7th seed last year or something?
48-34. Two games.
So yeah. I got the Grizz at the 4 spot. I've got the Mavs at the 5.
Yeah.
4-5 Grizz-Mavs. That would be a great series.
Great series. So you like Dallas, but I thought you said you were concerned about Dallas.
I am. I just think that...
5th seed doesn't make me think you're concerned about Dallas.
I think a lot of people think they could win the Western Conference. People...
I think that people actually do believe that. I think you're right.
People have been talking about them like that. I don't believe that they're that good. I think they're a 5th seed, and I think the Grizzlies could beat them in the first round.
Hey, speaking of aging teams, if we're going to say that about the Grizzlies, the Mavericks are really old.
They are.
Especially with like game tread on their legs. You know, Tyson Chandler hasn't played a healthy season in a few years.
While. Yeah.
Dirk Nowitzki is 1 year removed. He had a great year last year, but the year before that, he was out almost all season.
And you also take into account that Vince Carter and Sean Marion are not on this team anymore.
They were huge.
Vince Carter their second or third best player last year?
Well, yeah, and then for sure.
He was really good.
He was so good.
You're hearing a lot of just, you know, it may be overblown, but a little bit of conflict between Parsons and Carlisle starting
the season.
Yeah.
I heard there was an issue. Carlisle had an expectation for what weight he would show up at.
He came out and apologized for that already.
Carlisle did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, that doesn't... I don't know if that makes it...
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not a real issue, yeah, you know?
Maybe
and
not.
Parsons came in really skinny this year. Came into the season skinny. Or
oh,
heavy.
He wanted
was he heavy
him
or skinny?
Heavy.
Oh, yeah, heavy.
He wanted him to lose weight, and then he took like an Instagram picture of his abs. It's really awkward. Six seed.
Classic Chili Warriors for you.
Warriors, yeah.
Julia Littman loved that picture, probably.
I'll give them as a six seed. I'm not ready to move
them. I don't think I did my four seed. Trailblazers.
No, ooh, I like that.
Gosh, the West.
People are down on Trailblazers.
Yeah, Trailblazers.
Fine. Warriors Thunder, first round.
No, please, God, no.
So they're six seed. Warriors Thunder. That's
so the Thunder's run to the playoff, if they get the three seed, is the Warriors, Clippers, Spurs.
At least it's not the Grizzlies. I don't want to go against the Grizzlies. I'm sick of that.
I can't watch another series.
I don't know.
I want the Grizzlies to not make the playoffs.
I'd like to play the Rockets at the Trailblazers in the first round.
I'd really like to play the
Lakers.
Where are
the Rockets, y'all? Rockets, your seven seed?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not mine.
Where's yours?
I'm not doing it.
They're not in the playoffs, are they?
No.
Because Pelicans made the 8 seed.
You know who I really like, maybe above both of them, to make the playoffs?
Yeah.
The Suns.
Gosh, man. There's 11 teams that I want to make the playoffs
right?
in the West.
There's
the
West too many teams. Ridiculous. I think the same 8 teams make it.
The Tasmellis.
Yeah, so I agree with that. All those teams are so good.
Yeah, it totally could
I feel
be.
Like there's more ifs with the teams that are out than the teams that are in last year.
It totally could be the same.
I don't know, man. The Suns.
If everyone has a career year again.
Yeah.
If the loss of Channing Frye isn't that big deal.
They did.
If they can play three tiny guys at one time.
Eric Bledsoe will get a lot of starting points. Or starting.
And if Eric Bledsoe can stay healthy.
I bet it'll be a shooting guard a lot more and it'll be a point guard out there.
Yeah, he'll play shooting guard. And the Trailblazers at 8.
I do not like the Nuggets as much as I think you do.
Not at all.
I like the Nuggets. I think
them,
they're going to be
think they'll make it.
They're going to be a 500 team. They're not going to make the playoffs, but they're going to be a 500 team.
Yeah. Mm.
They have such a good squad. Like, that team could be the 3 seed in the East.
Gallinari's back makes a big difference.
Bold prediction.
Gallin Mommies.
Gallin Mommies.
Bold prediction.
What is that?
I don't like this one at all.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Rockets. I can't even do it.
Just
for fun. I'm not sure.
No,
if I really
you can make it for real.
You already made a bet about
come
this.
On, we bet this.
Yeah. Right. So if you don't say it,
but I got to figure out which one of them I believe will make it ahead of them.
Well, it's got to be Pelicans, right?
Because
if not,
it could be the
Pelicans.
Suns.
Just
it
take
could be
place.
The Suns.
So then you put Rockets at like the 10 seed.
I put them at the or tied for the. What happens if they tie?
It's points, overall points.
No, it's between their records against each other.
Oh, yeah.
Or like their divisional rankings.
So the Rockets could technically be the 10 seed, but have still a pretty good record. Like they could be over 500 at the 10 seed, probably.
Oh, yeah. 9-10 will be over 500 guaranteed.
Because I don't think they'll be under 500, but I got to make that bold prediction. Rockets won't make the playoffs.
Oh.
I did it. I feel sick. I feel sick.
Who's your 7-8?
I mean, I think I agree with everybody else will be a part of that. Like the Blazers, maybe the 7 seed. I see the Mavericks sliding to the 7 seed. The 8 seed would be between the Suns and the Pelicans in my mind. Bold predictions.
Very bold. So many good teams.
So many good teams. All right.
The Pelicans are going to be the biggest letdown ever.
They're just not ready yet.
They're going to be such a letdown to me, and I'm going to be so sad.
I kind of see the Pelicans being like making that jump like the Thunder did.
It does
when they got to the 8 seed.
It does
like that 23-game jump or whatever.
A little
it is, you know.
Just who's their Russell Westbrook?
I think Drew Holiday and Tyreke Evans playing together makes up a Russell Westbrook.
I just don't think that makes sense playing together at all.
I think Drew Holiday is a good enough shooter.
I think Drew Holiday is really good, but I just don't. How do you play him and Tyreke Evans together?
You just have one of them in a different position than the other one?
Yeah.
But Tyreke can't shoot, though. They both have to have the ball.
No, but Drew Holiday is a good enough shooter that it's okay. Like, Tyreke Evans can be the primary ball handler. Drew Holiday can play off the ball.
I'm excited.
I mean, they can both play off the ball. Tyreek Evans can still score. He doesn't have to shoot to score. That dude can get to the basket whenever he wants.
I know. I just don't like the fit.
I see. I understand. I think it's okay.
I like having Ryan Anderson back.
Yeah.
I like that. I
hope he doesn't hurt his back. I love Osick on this team. I think it's a great
option. Oh, man.
I like...
John Salmons.
I think Austin Rivers is going to have a better season.
Yeah.
He has to. If he does not have a better season, what happens?
Which makes it, I think, to the point to where, like, if Eric Gordon gets hurt, which is always just a known...
When Eric Gordon gets hurt.
It's like Derrick Rose. Maybe, hopefully, with Austin Rivers, won't make that such a big letdown.
Yeah. You know? Alexis Ajinka? Do we have a game?
Huh?
Do we have a game?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Yep.
Yeah. Luke, I need you to perk up.
I'm ready.
So this is the game. The game is I'm going to give you a mascot, and you're gonna give me your best sound or best impression of that mascot. And these are going to be weird today. These are going to be a little obscure because there's not that many just straight up obvious mascots left, okay?
Cool.
First, the Washington Wizards.
Who's going first?
Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Alakazam!
Okay.
You shall not pass.
Jay?
Oh my gosh, I'm so bad at these. One of the mandates is that I had to play it in order to do this game, so I'll say, Excelsio! Or whatever they some Harry, what is the O? Harry Potter? I don't know.
Excel spreadsheet.
Next.
Who wins?
Huh?
You have to choose a winner.
Andrew definitely won.
Oh, yeah.
You shall not pass?
It was good.
It was good. I've heard it before. Come on, man. I need some originality.
That's a wizard.
Creativity. Yeah, he's a wizard.
I mean, Alakazam isn't an original one either. That's like Merlin from
But did you hear Sword my wand sound?
Yeah, he did have a wand sound. Next. The Utah Jazz.
Guys, joining in. We're all going to do it.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's a three-way tie.
That's a classic three-way right there.
That's exactly what I want.
I hope everybody could hear that Andrew did actually sing that as the guy saying,
with a jazz. Oh, with a jazz. Oh, jazz.
Next, Boston Celtics. You go first.
Okay. You never get me like a charm.
Sang it. I was going to go with that one.
Okay. Jay.
I'm so bad at Irish accents. I'm bad at accents in general, I'm assuming. I'm not... I don't have a clue.
Say something.
Oh, Bill Simmons.
Here, go to Andrew. And come back to me.
Okay, Andrew.
Brink.
Brink? So Andrew just looked at us and did like a cartoon Irishman winking at us. Oh, I guess it's the Celtic.
Yes.
And then said brink.
And said brink. So I imagined like a sparkle.
Yes,
in your exactly wink right. When you okay. Wow. Okay.
Was this good enough that I have to do one?
No, you have to do one.
Welcome to Ireland. That's like a Scottish. That's like more Scottish.
Welcome to Ireland.
All right. Okay. Jay wins. Just kidding. Andrew
yes.
wins.
Oh, dang.
Brink.
I've been working on that.
Did
you give him the list?
No. But there's not that many left that you can
of the
actually
NBA teams.
Do. Yeah. So, Cleveland Cavaliers, Andrew, you first.
What is a Cavalier?
I actually practice this.
Okay. Good.
That was good.
Okay, like a Braveheart? Why do I think a Braveheart?
We're riding on horses with swords.
That's okay, good.
En garde, rapscallion! Touché!
Three Musketeers style.
That's what a cavalier looks like. Okay. With a hat.
That is Jay. A cavalier, right?
Yeah.
Why do I go last? I'm the worst at it.
Jay, stop. Just do it.
Bling, 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 bling. pling, pling, pling. Take that.
A classic Cavaliers phrase when they stab someone. Take that. Jay wins.
Yes.
Next.
Petty points.
Next, the Golden State Warriors. Jay, you go first. Take your shirt off and I'll give you the win.
I just did. Nobody would know that other than me.
Nipple. Luke. I was just yelling. Andrew.
I don't know.
This was, that was a depressed warrior.
That was such a sad warrior. I'm here because I have to be. Jay wins. Jay, that's two in a row.
God, I'm so good at this game.
Did we do Grizzlies last time?
Yes, we did.
So. Dang it. Okay, this one.
I missed the first time we played this, by the way.
Yeah, we did it at Luke's house. Yeah. The Houston Rockets go.
Wait, I thought we've already done the Rockets.
No.
Oh.
So this is just your best Rocket noise.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Houston, we have liftoff. Three, two, one.
Wait.
I'm just letting you know that I get to hear this in the headphones, which is what it's going to actually sound like whenever it comes off. So when he cupped the microphone, that was really good.
Thank you.
Did it sound real?
Yeah, it sounded like, I literally was like, is there a liftoff happening in here?
Wait, why was there, why was a rocket taking off?
Is there a liftoff?
Oh my God. What was the screaming part?
That was the astronaut.
He didn't want to go?
I don't want to go.
He decided last second, he's like, I'm not.
No! Stop the rocket!
Yep. Because they're not going to be as good this year. Oh.
It's a different kind of rocket. It's like a firework.
I missed it. I missed what that means.
There was no, like, explosion either. It was just.
It was a dud.
It's a dud firework? Mm-hmm. All right, Andrew, you win.
I don't think I've won one yet.
Jazz?
No, everyone won jazz.
Okay. This one require. I'm going to require a lot. This is the last one.
Okay.
So this is going to take a lot of storytelling. You can really go wherever you want with this.
Okay.
The Trailblazers.
Oh, dang.
Me and Ma and Pa got ahead of the wagon. We were heading out west looking for a better life. We pulled up, going through the Rocky Mountains, covering the Colorado River. As we pulled 3, my wife got dysentery. She didn't make it. We kept going as we went through Colorado and got into Nevada, ran across a pack of Navajo Indians. They're real peaceful people. Moved on, finally made it. California.
Still happening.
With the gold rush. Gold rush had already fizzled out. We figured all we could do was head north. Oh my God. Started to head north. Got into some beautiful country. God's country is what I call it. Started a little town called Portland. Portland Trailblazers.
Portland. Clap, 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 clap. All right. That's how much. That's the standard.
How do I beat that 5-minute monologue?
He did say it's going to take some storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Jay really took advantage of his time. Go
follow Sacagawea.
That's it.
That's good.
All right, here's mine.
Hold on. I just imagined, what if like they did an animation before every game and it was a Trailblazer and then he said, welcome to the place, Portland Trailblazers. Follow Sacagawea. Yeah! Rip City. Follow Sacagawea.
It would be a crowd chant.
And they like said,
follow Sacagawea.
After every dunk, the announcer's like, Sacagawea, that was a slam.
All right, Luke, your turn.
Okay, here's mine. Glug, 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 glug. Whoosh. The trail's on fire. It's a blaze.
Oh, God. All right.
Hey, Andrew. Hey, I was mentally with you.
Thank you.
was mentally with you.
I like that you realized I can't go the same route. I got to try something.
He blazed the trail.
He did. He blazed the trail,
literally and figuratively.
Mm-hmm. Jay, you win, and I think Jay, you just won.
Jay,
the
you
game.
Won the whole thing.
Well, I think you did. Congratulations!
You know, I'm proud
Jay.
Of this moment.
Mm.
I really worked hard. Welcome to the
Jay
Word.
Hey,
this my sexy woman,
Alec Burks,
the Birkin Burks.
You got a great Louis Armstrong voice. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Down the Dunk Podcast. We appreciate you tuning in. Remember to check us out online at downthedunk.com. Come on, play me out, guys. Check us out online at downthedunk.com. Also follow us at Welcome Loud City, part of the SB Nation. Check us out on Twitter at DCD Podcast. We appreciate you listening. We'll see you next time.
Down the Dunk Podcast. Even though the Rockets aren't going to be as good as the Pelicans. Bold predictions. Jim and Larry, not that good basketball. Yeah.